Hey, Miles, what's up?
Hey, Bob, what's going on?
Oh, not much. I'm just, thinking about the numbers I'm going to pick for this big game, you know, the big game.
The big game?
Yeah, you know that multi-state lottery?
Yeah, I've heard of it, yeah.
It just, the last time it was like $190 million, nobody won it, so now it's going up or whatever, right?
They're right.
Yeah, it'll be over it'll be $250 million this week.
Wow.
How do you think?
It might.
Yeah.
I don't play very often, so I don't know.
Yeah, I think it will be. Now, I don't live in the state. Illinois has got the game.
Right.
But I live in Missouri.
Okay.
And you live in the state with the game, and I don't.
That's true.
But I was in Illinois this weekend, and on my way back, I got a ticket.
Oh, you did buy a ticket.
Yeah, I got one ticket. You know, because you don't really increase your odds by buying more than one.
Right, so you spent the dollar.
Right, so I threw away a dollar.
Yeah.
But I think I'll win.
All right.
What do you think?
You got a chance.
Yeah. So, you gonna play?
No, I'm protesting it, I think.
Protesting?
I got a guy got me all nuts about it, so I'm not gonna play it.
What's the protest? You could win $200 million.
I was getting gas, about 2 or 3 days ago, and I was paying for it, and the guy, this hillbilly, he's like, hey, you wanna play the big game?
Yeah.
I said, oh, I don't know. He goes, yeah, it's a big jackpot, you know, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, I don't know. You know, of course, once you get it, they take out all these taxes. And I'm like, yeah, that's true. He goes, yeah, they give it to all them overpaid teachers.
Oh, okay.
And, like, my wife is, like, a teacher, you know.
Right.
So, you know, he's pressing buttons with me, you know. Okay. All right. Yeah.
They don't get $200 million.
Yeah, right, you know. So I start, you know, going off on the guy. Like, my wife is a teacher. You would, God damn it. You know.
Did he really say that? My wife's a teacher, and she...
Well, I said my wife's a teacher.
She got these little pencils you have at the golf course. That's all I got.
At the end, this guy's buying me the ticket.
There you go, buddy.
Don't hurt me. Take my book.
My book. Sweet. He got you all riled up about the big games you're not going to play?
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to play it. I think this guy was so offensive. I don't know.
Well, maybe you should go to a different service station and just put a dollar down. Because if you win, your wife doesn't have to teach anymore.
Yeah, so you won't get all the big income that you make.
Right. Well, you know, that's trade-off, but you got to figure, you know.
That's astronomical income that you make.
$20K or $200 million.
Yeah, you know.
Well, I suppose if you're working at a gas station, that's pretty much the golden ring there, isn't it?
I mean, when you're envious of a teacher's salary, you know, you're pretty low on the, you know, pretty low on the pay scale.
I know whenever I was at community college,
yeah,
they had a course on vending machine repair.
Oh, God.
But I don't recall a course on service station attendant. So I guess it's pretty low. Lower than vending machine repair person. And welding, electrical, vending machine repair.
I didn't know you could get a degree in vending machine repair.
Hey, I don't think it's such a bad deal.
Yeah.
Because you get all the out-of-date stuff, you probably get to take home.
Oh, yeah, there's upside everything.
Yeah, because I don't think I'd eat those little sandwiches, because those things are no good to begin with.
Oh, boy.
You know, the slimy lunch meat and all that.
Right.
Because you would never be able to go to work if you took all that home and ate it, because you constantly have bowel movements.
Well, I have that problem.
Yeah.
I don't want to get into that.
Well, you know, I had a bit of a, as you called it, hellbilly experience.
Uh-oh.
In my Lamaze class, we have a real interesting character, him and his significant other.
That's the biker guy.
The tattoo guy.
Yeah, tattoo guy.
Well, it was raining one night. I was on the Lamaze here recently. And so I dropped my wife off at the door so she wouldn't get all wet because she walks real slow. Gave her the pillows and the blanket and all that stuff you're supposed to take and sent her in. And I went and parked the car. And it was just, I don't know what the deal was. It was just everybody in the world had a sick uncle at the hospital and they were all there because the parking lot was just full. So I had to park about the furthest away from the door as you get. And I'm walking in and I'm hearing this, muffler sound, right?
Right.
And I'm thinking, that sounds like some kind of 57 Chevy with glass patch, dual exhaust, the works, right?
Right.
Blah, 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 blah. Right? A real low rumble. And so I'm walking and I'm like, wow, I wonder where that's coming from. I wonder where this car's at. And, I get up to the front and here cruising the parking lot is Tattoo Guy. It is a 4-door Geo Metro.
Oh boy.
With no muffler.
Yeah, Metro is not that loud.
Yeah. So it's only a 4, it's like a 3-cylinder probably, right?
I wouldn't guess that.
Yeah, and I was like, wow, this car sounds like really deep and it's just this rattly old Metro. And it was, I'm like, oh, that's the Tattoo Guy! Son of a gun!
Oh,
and he's looking for a spot and he gets one real close because he's late and everything. But they actually aren't in a class anymore because they had their baby.
What? They already had the baby?
Yeah, they didn't finish the class because they kind of enrolled late or something, I guess.
So you'll have no material then?
Well, I don't have any material on this guy anymore.
Yeah.
But I also had another experience. And it was with the same crowd. I've been watching TV and I see these ads for Ponderosa on television.
Right.
Okay. And so I'm thinking, hey, we'll go to Ponderosa and get this special they got going on. Because in college, if you recall, I think we went to Ponderosa or was it Bonanza? You and I went to a couple times.
I think we went to Ponder Horsey, yeah.
Yeah, but so, you know, I thought that was, during college, that was pretty good eating.
Right.
And you got a lot of stuff. It wasn't real expensive, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, time has passed. Right?
You're a little more sophisticated then.
Well, I walked in and I realized that I've jumped to a whole economic class, different than the people at Ponderosa now. I didn't realize this. And maybe it's just this Ponderosa in particular that we actually ran into. But I look around, and I'm thinking that my wife and I are probably the only two people with more than an 8th grade education.
Oh, boy.
So
that's frightening.
And so, yeah, you know, the food wasn't terrible or anything. It still was pretty good. We got a lot of it. But I'm looking around and I'm thinking, you know, would I run into these people in any other area of my life? And I pretty much came up with no.
Wow.
So I'm going up to the salad bar.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
And this herd of family is up and gets in front, you know, and they start going as a free spot. I'm like, oh, my opportunity to go up there and get some. So I get my plate and I'm working up the line, right?
Right.
Well, they come to a loggerhead at the sour cream. So I got like 3 kids and they're all making these taco burrito things every time it's on the bar.
And everyone wants sour cream.
Everyone wants sour cream and the dad's doling it out. And so I get up there, I don't really want the sour cream, but I look down as I'm getting some sunflower seeds, my favorite. And there is, for the rest of the people in line, and anybody else who wants to come afterwards, there is only 2 places to put, there's only a place to put 2 fingers on the sour cream spoon without touching sour cream. After these kids get done with it. And I'm hearing them, and they're like, no, I don't want that much sour cream! I mean, the guy's just dolloping it on like Cool Whip. You know, I'm just hearing this, come in, come on, come on. It's like cow pies on these kids' burritos.
Right.
But whenever I put the spoon back, I'm looking at it, and it's like totally white, except for 2 little red things sticking out where you might be able to pick your thumb and your forefinger to pick the damn spoon up.
Yeah.
And they got it all over his hand. He's licking his hand. So, you know, I'm glad it was my last round at the old food bar there.
Oh, my goodness.
But just had a realization, you know.
Yeah.
But this Ponderosa doesn't cater to the same clientele that I recall.
Was there any sour cream left for you?
Oh, there was plenty of sour cream. It was all over the bar. I mean, you know, they got those little round containers they slide in there, right?
Are they rationing sour cream down there?
No, they're not. But the point is, you know, it's just all over the spoon. How the hell are you going to deal it out?
Yeah.
Evidently, they don't get a lot of sour cream at all.
Right.
So they are. Or, the guy just doesn't know how to spoon it out. I don't know.
The rest of us didn't see that hard, though.
Well, evidently it was.
Oh, my goodness.
But like I told you, you know, I don't think they have, you know, the whole lever comfortable. You grab the end of the spoon, you don't have to stick the whole thing down in there. The spoon has got a little well for sour cream to sit in, and you can just dish it out nicely, and you don't have to put the whole spoon in your hand down in there to get some.
No, why use a spoon?
Well, I guess, you know, we're sophisticated, we're out to eat.
Right.
We're at Ponderosa at the food bar.
Oh, my goodness,
yeah. Give me some sour cream, Daddy. I don't want that, bud. Eat it.
It's whipped cream, eat it.
So, yeah, I, good experience there at Ponderosa. My wife wanted Dr. Pepper.
Oh.
And I look on the receipt, it says root beer. Yeah. And they said Dr. Pepper, though. Oh, yeah, this is Dr. Pepper. I said, this is root beer. Dr. Pepper, don't worry. The lady brings over, she brings it over this thing. I'm like, Dr. Pepper, yeah, Dr. Pepper. We just start to drink it. It tastes like root beer.
Uh-uh.
I said, oh, this is root beer. Oh, no, we just started putting Dr. Pepper in the old root beer spigot, so it may still taste like root beer for a while. you know, I thought there was something you could run through there to get the taste out, but I guess not. We don't have root beer. That's Dr. Pepper.
Gotta be. They ran the Dr. Pepper in the machine.
Could be. No, she wasn't real happy, but it was a good meal. Not otherwise, I don't want to put down Ponderosa as it is. You know.
Right.
But it wasn't as cheap as I recall, but, you know, that was different when we were in college. So.
You just said they had lucky now.
Yeah, you know, it's not always so great.
Right.
We like to try. We like to give it a try, you know.
Yeah.
But I heard had to go to the doctor recently.
I had to take my young infant son to the doctor here.
Would that be Tonto? Miles Jr. and Tonto, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And it was a time for a checkup, and my wife's like, I'm concerned that he doesn't have any balls. But he's got a sack, but, you know, there doesn't seem to be anything in the sack.
Do you guys go pinching on that thing?
Well, I didn't know. Okay.
The poor kid doesn't get any privacy. His mom's pinching on his sack all the time, or what?
Well, I mean, she's just so used to doing it with Dad. You know what I mean?
What, trying to find balls?
She keeps them locked up.
Okay, kids, keep it quiet. I'm trying to find the balls on your dad.
Yeah, just like everyone says, he doesn't have it.
Eureka!
So I go to the doctor, and he's checking out the kid, stuff like that. Well, that's it. We're all done. I'm like, one more thing, doc. There's a concern that, you know, my son, you know, maybe has, you know, suspended, you know, his, testicles. And I go, you know, being a guy, I have not really checked him for this, you know. So he's like, oh, yeah, I'll do it. He goes, oh, sure he does, but I'll check him anyway, right?
Yeah.
So the next thing I know, he's pinching him.
Like hard?
Yeah, he's like, look at him, look at him. I'm like, geez. You know, I mean, I was almost doubled over watching this. He's like, yeah, look at, you know, he's like marbles or something. Like, me, 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 me. I'm like, God. Then he's like, look, the eagle has landed. The doctor actually says it. The eagle has landed. I'm like, Doc, come on. Geez. You know?
You didn't stroke him to get an erection, did he?
You know, Doc, you're not picking tomatoes here, you know? Jeez.
Wow. He's pinching off strawberries or something.
I don't know. It looked very painful. I don't know.
Did the kid cry?
No, I don't recall that. But
did he smile?
He was just...
Did he leave a tip?
Huh?
Did he leave a tip?
Did he leave a tip? No, he didn't leave a tip.
Hey, you go, Doc. Keep the binky.
I said, hey, I'm not. No. Hey, I'm a super daddy. You know?
There's anyway. A sucker.
Yeah, I just thought it was weird.
That's pretty weird.
Yeah, I don't know. I've been meaning to tell that story for a long time.
But Tonto's got his marbles.
Yeah, oh yeah, they're there.
And you saw them?
Well, yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, They're like, great. They're like, ding, ding, ding.
Well, that's good. I'm glad everything's all right.
Oh, man. Yeah,
well, I think that wraps it up for tonight. We know that besides marbles,
yeah,
and I guess we know that you got yours, too.
Well, yeah. So to speak, yeah.
Or you wouldn't have a son, I guess.
So to speak, yeah.
So,
very good.
Till next time.
Happy Easter, everybody.
Oh, okay. Happy Easter. We'll see you next time on Static.